good to catch up with the old people that you started working with, that your working life started out of the mines, and it's pretty amazing to see how people have aged. Some have preserved pretty well, some haven't preserved so well, some have had all their joints replaced, or some have had none replaced, sort of thing. So, yeah, it's a good method of catching up and finding out what people are doing in the current times.
About 140 people are expected to attend today's reunion, and no doubt there'll be plenty of tales from the old days being told. One of those stories might be about a stinky billy goat that Jerry remembers like yesterday.
There used to be a mob of goats. A heap of employees went out to a place called Aramac and brought back some goats and let them go in the mine. And they sort of flourished living around the mine, but then there was one stinky old billy goat that used to come wandering down into the industrial area, into the workshops and whatnot and all those sorts of things. And I remember one time a couple of guys actually caught him and tied him up in the back of a ute, put the ute through the car wash so they could give him a bit of a clean before they let him go again. But he used to keep coming back, and it was mainly on the weekends he'd come back and just wander into the workshops and have a look around. There was one guy actually caught him one time and dragged him around and let him go inside the warehouse. This caused a bit of a scurry inside the warehouse, with people going in all directions.
Jerry Dempsey, one of the organisers from today's reunion. Arthur Stevens will also be there. He's a retired truck driver and recalls a story about a talented sketcher named Adrian Cox.
Anything that funny happened, Coxie drew it, you know, made a sketch of it. We used to have a bloke there, Jim Millett. He was 20-odd stone and he was going for his ticket on a drag line. Had a small one down the pit and they had to put a dozer on it. He had to go walk up the boom as part of it. They had to anchor it down at the back so it wouldn't tip up with him on there, and, you know, things like that.
Arthur also has a cracking story about a big snake.
A bloke caught a big python one night there and dropped it on the crib room table and had a big Irishman there. Oh, he's 6 foot odd and 16 stone, I suppose, and dropped it in front of him and he threw his arms back and wiped the blokes out around him and fell ass over head. There was tucker everywhere.